MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The recent passage and signing into law of the so-called Immigrant Safety Act bans local and state authorities from contacting ICE to detain people in New Mexico for civil immigration violations. And a quick response has come from the Otero County Detention Facility in Alamogordo. It announced it will close when its contract is no longer in effect. But aside from the loss of jobs, as pointed out by Senator Jim Townsend,
it hurts Otero County. There's no other way to spin it. There's 1,000 jobs going to be lost. There are 3 counties that are directly affected. And as you well know, 1,000 jobs in New Mexico is a big deal.
It also means the county is going to take a huge financial hit. The county could lose annual rent payments of about $500,000 and about $6 million when the debt service is paid off in 2028.
Essentially, after those debt service is paid off in 2028, the county was set to receive an equal amount of those debt service payments from that ICE facility, which was approximately about $6 million.
Said Otero County Finance Director Julianne Hall. In response, the governor's office said contingency plans for the closing are in place and include offering jail employees state jobs and compensating the county for lost revenue. But when lawmakers tried to have those measures added to the bill before it was voted on, Democrat leaders in the House opposed contingency plans, so none are included in the bill that was signed into law by the governor. Forest Service crews are working to limit the damage from expected flooding in the area of the South Fork wildfire burn scar in the Lincoln National Forest. Crews will be building large woody debris structures to slow floodwater and stabilize fire-impacted stream systems in Perk Canyon, Brady Canyon, and Upper Cedar Creek Canyon. The structures will be made from dead standing trees, which the crew will cut down and place in stream channels and floodplains. These will also reduce erosion and aid long-term watershed restoration, and the work is part of a larger strategy of stabilizing drainages, restoring natural stream function, and improving conditions for future access and recreation. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.